friends. Welcome to Sky House Herbs Podcast. I'm Ashley Ellenboss, a clinical herbalist, and in this space, I share my knowledge and experience with plant medicine to help you on your own journey of healing and transformation. Join me in exploring the ancient wisdom of plant spirit medicine and how it can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. We'll talk to experts in the field and share stories from people who've been transformed by powerful plant allies. New episodes are released each Monday, so please subscribe. And now, let's explore this mystical world of plant medicine together. Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we'll be talking about another herb, our herb of the month, which is iris versicolor, otherwise sometimes called blue flag or just iris. So we'll talk about the plant. I'll show you some beautiful images, talk about the flower essence use and ways that it can help you unstick yourself from sticky, stuck places. But before I do that, if you would, please be so kind to click the subscribe button. That is super helpful. Click notifications so that you can know when my new talks come out, which for now is every Monday. And also wanted to mention my herbal apprenticeship is starting soon, and there's still time to register and get the early bird discount, just a few more days. So if you'd like to join me for a year of herbal study, please go over to my website, skyhouseherbs.com. You can take a look at the herbal apprenticeship, look at the different payment tiers, see which one fits for you. And you can join us for a year of online study from wherever you are in the world. You can learn about plants and how to use them as medicines for yourself, for your family, and for your community. So I'll include a link in the description below where you can take a look at the program and the course details. All right. So today, let's talk about iris. I want to show you an image of it because it is a very beautiful plant. Some of you may have seen it out there, especially if you live in the Midwest or you live around places that have very lots of waterways. I know in Michigan and in Minnesota, along ponds and creeks and streams, you'll see it quite regularly. So I will share my screen and we will go over and take a look. So let's bring it over to our slideshow. Where is it? View slideshow. Okay. So here is the beautiful iris versicolor, blue flag, as it's also called. And it's got this very kind of otherworldly look to it. It is symmetrical. It grows in, the petals are very classic of the iris family, which is, it grows in groups of three. So a lot of irises have petals in the number of three. And also it grows near water. So I included this image on the right of where you'll often see it growing in the wild. I know when we went to Isle Royale in Michigan, we went hiking, there were these waterways you would hike over with boards on them. And there were wild irises and blue flag all along in the water. And it's interesting because in a lot of, I was reading from Matthew Wood's book, the Book of Herbal Wisdom. I'll include a link to that. This is a wonderful book for those of you looking to study herbs. And it's actually one of the recommended books for our herbal studies program. But he says that William Bartram, the early American botanist, noticed that the Creek Indians planted iris near their villages. They hold this root in high estimation. Every town cultivates a little plantation of it, having a large artificial pond just without the town planted and almost overgrown with it. So he didn't talk about what they were grown for, and I'll talk a little bit about its medicinal uses. But one of the things that we know about iris is that it cleans water. It's one of the plants through its root system will actually clean stagnant water. So maybe they were using it to give themselves a source of clean water or a place of for clean bathing. But my guess is they probably were using it for many different reasons. But here you'll see, I just love this image of showing where it grows in its natural setting. Okay, so now that we have an image in our minds of iris, I'm going to stop sharing my screen and talk a little bit about its medicinal values. So blue flag, the reason I thought of it right now, I'm recording this in March, was because of its primary, more, I'll say, symbolic and plant signature use for stagnation. And its use for especially creative stagnation, because this is an herb that not only cleans the waterways of the body, so just like it will clean the waters in a pond. It also cleans the lymphatic and waterways of the body, and it also cleans and purifies the waterways of the creative waters inside of us. And so in the springtime, it's pretty common for us to maybe feel like that inner brightening as the light starts to increase. We start to feel more inspiration. I was just talking with my chiropractor. She's like, I'm cleaning everything right now. I just have like 12 spring cleaning activities all lined up. And there's this feeling of wanting to clean and wanting to organize and wanting to create more beautiful spaces, both within the body and outside the body. And this plant is just an incredible ally for that, for supporting that need, especially if you're feeling low energy, especially if you're feeling a little bit boggy or a little hazy, or you've got a little bit of brain fog, then this herb is going to be really nice at giving you that little bit of lift and clarity and clarifying the inner space so that you can have the energy to do that. And one of the things in the Doctrine of Signatures that really stood out to me when I first noticed this was when I was growing iris in our front yard in Maryland. And I noticed that the iris would send out these beautiful flowers, but then instead of like most flowers where they drop their petals, the flower actually reabsorbs the petals and sort of curls them. If you can think of the image of the Wicked Witch of the West, remember how when the house falls on her and her feet curl in, right? And then the shoes fall off. The iris has that similar look to it, where when the flower dies, it curls its energy back in, almost spirals it back in, sucks it back in, and recycles that energy. And in the next bloom that's above it, you'll see then the beautiful vibrancy of what it's been able to recycle come out in another creative action or creative burst. And flowers are basically like the creative impulse of the plant. They are about the reproductive and, I would say, joy-filled expression of life. And so, if we're feeling maybe very depleted, maybe we've just given a lot of energy, maybe we've already done a big project. I know one of my friends was telling me she's been traveling a lot to caretake different family members, having to do a lot of airline flying and just, a lot of work that has been very draining for her. And I was just thinking, gosh, two things that can be really helpful when you have to travel a lot and caretake. One is, making sure that you're getting enough rest and regeneration. And I was thinking of like Vata imbalance, where for people that have a lot of that air element in them, traveling can really make you feel ungrounded. So not only eating like high quality fats and making sure you're rested and that you're warm, but in addition to that, making sure that you're also moving the waters and cleansing the inner waters so that any of those emotional experiences that you've absorbed, because we are water absorbing, we are energy absorbing and water holding creatures, that we're also moving those waters and cleansing those inner waters and experiences so that we don't get bogged down by them. And blue flag or iris is a wonderful remedy for that exact process. So if we, I wanted to share a story with you all about a client that I had several years ago. She was a playwright in New York City and very, very talented. She had put on plays and directed many different plays in New York, and she was in a creative funk. She had just been on stage for several months, and the show had come to an end, and she was waiting for the next show to come, the next one to create and put out, and there was some pressure on her, and she just was empty. She's like, I have nothing. I have no creative inspiration. I've been getting these headaches. I'm just craving sugar, and I put on a little bit of extra weight. I just feel heavy, a little lethargic, and kind of just foggy. And I was like, oh, yeah, she just had a huge output of creative energy, and she needs to pull her energy back in, cleanse the waters, and give herself some time for that next blossoming of the next creative venture, the next show. So I gave her blue flag and drop doses because this is a low dose plant, unless you're using it as a cathartic, and most herbalists these days are not using it in that way. So you could just do maybe 1 to 3 drops of the tinctured root, or you can use the homeopathic of 12X and just take 5 pellets 3 times a day, or you can use the flower essence. That's another great way. And I'll include some links in the description if you want some sources of where to find them. And so she used these, and sure enough, it was like 2 to 3 weeks later, she wrote back. We checked in, and she's like, things are starting to move. My headaches have gotten better. My diet's really like, I feel like I'm cleaning up on the inside and I'm getting these new ideas. And there's this new creative flow. And I was just thinking about, yeah, like she had to drain. She had to do some letting go and clearing and cleansing, and regenerating so that she could have something to give, that she could have space for something new to enter into her. And so, sure enough, then the creative process picked up for her and she was off at it again. And, I think in the springtime, this is such a great way for us to think about the creative spring energies is, are we nourishing? Are we resting? Are we letting go and clearing space for something new to step in? In terms of like its medicinal actions, I mentioned that it's a lymphatic, so it helps to cleanse the metabolic, the lymphatic pathways, which are often what stores metabolic wastes from all the different organ systems. It is also can be good for the bowels for constipation and kind of cleansing the bowels. It was used as an alterative, which cleanses the blood. And, I would recommend for listeners, really to take it slow. You don't need to use heroic doses. Often our bodies just need a little gentle nudge that often tends to work better and create more lasting results. So maybe try taking this as I mentioned, a homeopathic, a flower essence, maybe 1 to 3 drops a day, and just sit with the plant and just notice, what needs to be released. What needs to be recycled? What do you need to take in and just sit with and regather your energy from? And giving yourself plenty of time and not pushing yourself into activity too quickly. I think that's a great lesson of Iris, is just giving ourselves time to clear the water and to wait for the water to become very transparent again, so that it's not trying to push or force something to happen against its own very, very wise right timing. So I hope that is helpful. Maybe you'll take some inspiration from this plant teacher of the month. Let me know if you have any questions, if you've used this plant, if you've grown that plant, and any other questions you might have about Iris. So thank you all for watching, and I'll see y'all again soon.